Blackstone Audio presents Mafia Summit, J. Edgar Hoover, the Kennedy Brothers, and the Meeting That Unmasked the Mob by Gil Revel. This book is read by Keith Sarabica. In memory of my father, Acton Revel, who set me on my path in life as a young child, taking me to Al Capone's hideout in northern Wisconsin and to Little Bohemia Lodge, where he showed me the bullet holes from John Dillinger's shootout with the feds. What a Field Day for the Heat. Stephen Stills, For What It's Worth. Prologue. McFall Road, Apalachin, New York. Out of all the cars parked alongside McFall Road in the tiny New York hamlet of Apalachin, the Chrysler Crown Imperial Limousine stood out. Not just an automobile, but a statement of wealth and prestige, expressed in an ornate chrome grille and a set of sweeping tail fins. A fat, shiny, outlandish vehicle, a perfect signifier for 1950s America. Midday on a foggy, rainy Thursday, November 14, 1957. Through his field glasses from 50 yards away, Sergeant Edgar Croswell of the New York State Police surveilled not only the big Imperial, but also a dozen similar late-model land boats around it, as well as the hilltop estate where they were parked. Sergeant Croswell always had a sharp eye for cars. When his youngest son Bob was a child, Croswell taught him to recognize automobiles as a kind of parlor trick. A six-year-old able to nail the difference between a Ford Custom, say, and a Galaxy, rattling off the make, model, and year like a savant. Back in the 1920s, Walter Chrysler founded the Imperial line to compete with GM's Cadillac and Ford's Lincoln. Though it never quite measured up, selling only a single car for every 10 Cadillacs, the model had...